KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies. It's currently 67 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for partly cloudy skies, a high of 87. Our news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In the news, Red Oak police were called at around 2 p.m. Thursday to the Fairway store in Red Oak following an alleged shoplifting attempt. Authorities say 45-year-old Alan Dale Bothwell of Red Oak was stopped by employees after he allegedly tried to take merchandise without paying for it. Bothwell was arrested for theft in the fifth degree and interference with official acts, and at last report was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report 28-year-old Jesse Allen Luft of Villisca was arrested at around 6 p.m. Thursday. Luft was taken into custody for driving while license is barred, an OWI third offense. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The 2019 Cass County Fair King and Queen contest was held Thursday night at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. The festivities were moved indoors due to some lingering light rainfall Thursday night, but a large crowd still packed into the auditorium for the event. The night started with a Little Miss and Little Mister contest, where area youngsters got a chance to be interviewed on stage, and a winner for each title was drawn out of a bowl. The 2019 Little Miss was Cassidy Kennedy, and the 2019 Little Mister is Grayson Smith. The King and Queen candidates were then brought out along with past royalty for interviews and final questions. Four finalists were brought up for King and Queen for those final judging questions. They include Queen as Queen contestants Haley Becker, Jocelyn Amos, Carly Henderson, Shelby Stevenson, and the four King finalists were Mitchell Williamson, Tate Denbesty, Nathan Behrens, and Tegan Sothman. Following those final questions, the judges left to make their final decisions. And then the 2019 Cass County 4-H Hall of Fame inductee was Dwayne Wyrick. Dwayne was thanked for his numerous projects to benefit the Cass County Fairgrounds and for working with area 4-H'ers on their welding projects and starting the Bucket of Junk contest in Cass County. The 4-H Banner Club of the Year was presented to the Grant guys and gals. They were awarded the big banner on stage for the year, and the club will get priority seating at the Bull Ride tonight. Senior recognition was next on the schedule, as a large number of 4-H senior members were honored for their dedication and work with 4-H. The 2018 Iowa State Fair Queen Haley Swan was also in attendance for the night and talked about her experience with the crowd. And then it was time to crown the Cass County Fair Royalty. The 2019 Mr. Congeniality Award went to Garrett Reynolds, the son of Bob and Nancy Reynolds. The 2019 Cass County Fair Prince is Mitchell Williamson, son of Dave and Julie Williamson. The 2019 Cass County Fair King went to Nathan Behrens, son of Kurt and Michelle Behrens. Miss Congeniality was awarded to Katie York, the daughter of Dave and Christy York. The 2019 Cass County Fair Princess went to Shelby Stevenson, the daughter of Corey and Tammy Stevenson. And the 2019 Cass County Fair Queen Award went to Haley Becker, the daughter of Chad and Melissa Becker. Haley will move on to represent Cass County at the Iowa State Fair Queen Contest. The 2019 Iowa State Fair Queen Coronation will be held Saturday, August 10th at 7 p.m. on the Ann and Bill Riley stage on the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Today at the Cass County Fair, from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock, there's the beef weigh-in. At 9 o'clock, the rabbit and horse shows begin. At 10 also, it's the 4-H exhibits open up, and at 11 o'clock, the dog show. This afternoon at 3:30, the Clover Kids Animal Show takes place. At 5:30, it's the Share the Fun and Style shows. At 6:30, it's the mutton busting, and at 8 o'clock, the entertainment event is the bull ride. Elsewhere in the news, an official with the Audubon County Memorial Hospital and Clinics has informed KJAN News that the health care provider is in the process of responding to a matter that caused a temporary disabling of some computer systems. No critical patient care equipment has been impacted, and the hospital remains operational. ACMH Privacy and Compliance Officer Colton Hewitt said in his statement to KJAN, "We regret any concern that this matter has caused and are actively working to restore all impacted system." A Midwest Dental in Atlantic was also affected by a temporary computer system issue, but it was quickly locked down by their security programs and has not affected any patient records or information. Red Oak police said yesterday that a woman from Cass County was arrested a little before 11 a.m. Thursday. 27-year-old Michelle Lynn Eden of Griswold was taken into custody on charges that include harassment in the third degree and disorderly conduct. Those charges stem from an incident that occurred Tuesday at the Red Oak Dollar General Store. Eden was arrested in the 100 block of East Coolbaugh Street and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where a cash bond was set at $300. A Council Bluffs man already being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail was served Wednesday with a felony warrant for lascivious acts with a child and sexual abuse in the second degree involving a child under the age of 12. 33-year-old Jacob Russell Kohlhoff was read the warrant and returned to the custody of corrections staff. Also, 25-year-old Jade Benjamin Speck of Murray, Nebraska, was brought to the Pott County Jail Wednesday to address a warrant for credit card fraud, automatic teller machine related, amounting to less than $1,500. Speck was being held in the Pott County Jail on a $2,000 bond. 42-year-old Gabriel Angel Rodriguez of Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday night following a traffic stop on I-80 in Council Bluffs. He was charged with driving while license suspended or revoked. And 53-year-old Paul David Goldapp was arrested at around 1:50 a.m. Thursday following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 in Pott County. He was taken into custody for driving while barred, habitual offender. In our funeral announcements, Alice May, age 72 of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Alice May will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Donna Sorensen, age 92 of Moorhead, died July 19th. Memorial services for Donna Sorensen will be this evening at 5 o'clock at the C.G. Terkildsen Center in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Henrietta Joan Beckenhauer, age 85, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Henrietta Beckenhauer will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Mary Carlisle, age 95, of Griswold, died Sunday. And funeral services for Mary Lois Carlisle, will be held 11 a.m. Saturday at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland of Griswold is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Lois Carlisle. Betty Jean Boyk, age 93 of Harlan, died Wednesday in Fremont, Nebraska. Funeral services for Betty Boyk will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margaret Tina Jones Larson of Audubon has died. A celebration of life for Tina Jones Larson will be held on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Audubon Parish Center, with memories shared at 1:30. Norma Johnson, age 95, of Greenfield, died January 11th in Missouri. Memorial graveside services for Norma Johnson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Linda Brownlee, age 74, of Adair, died May 22nd. Memorial services for Linda Brownlee will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home has the arrangements. Wendell Shear, age 66, of Kempner, Texas, died July 20th. Funeral services for Wendell Shear will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. OD Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. James Waddell Fender, age 79, of Manila and formerly of Carson, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Jim Fender will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Wheeler Grove Church east of Carson. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Gladys McCrory, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gladys McCrory will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Diana Fagan, age 65, of Manning, died Thursday in Manning. A massive Christian burial for Diana Fagan is pending at the OD Funeral Home in Manning. And Freeman Mike Forrest, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Mike Forrest are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.